Chilkat weaver Darlene C. spoke in Haines this week as part of the cultural exchange hosted by the Hainesboro Public Library. The exchange brought Native artists, singers, and storytellers to Haines to share knowledge and traditions. For C., this trip to Haines is significant in many ways. On Tuesday evening, she unveiled the healing robe she's weaving. It's a work in progress and tells the story of the migration of her clan, the Land Otters. C told that story, a sad, harrowing account of a clan that was forced to renounce its history, at a talk this week, but asked not to have it recorded for this story. I sat down with C at the home of local carver Wayne Price and his wife Sherry to hear more about the path to reclaiming her heritage.
My name is Darlene C. I'm a half Aleut, half Tlingit. My Tlingit name is Kodeyatun. I'm Kachadi, Kaskwedi, Land Otter.
The healing robe will tell the story of the Land Otter clan, the group that had to deny their name, their language, and many other facets of their cultural history.
These are stories of our clan that have not been told in a long, long time. My grandmother would talk to her children and tell her that it's not going to happen in her lifetime, but it will in theirs, that in their lifetime, they will be able to be Land Otter again.
This week's cultural exchange featured talks, demonstrations, and traditional food potlucks with guests from across Southeast and the Yukon. C says her aunt was the keeper of the songs and took on the role of clan mother. She rallied her community, and together they came out as the Land Otter clan at a potlatch in Huna about 12 years ago. The robe will in part illustrate the rising up of the clan. It is set to be unveiled next fall at a potlatch for C's mother, aunt, and cousin.
So it's a very important time to bring out this robe, and it'll become an ooh. It'll belong to our clan.
C says the responsibility of this undertaking is overwhelming at times.
This has been a work in progress for years, and it's been on hold because in my family there have been many deaths. And it's very important when you're weaving Chilkat to be in the right frame of mind, you know, all positive thoughts, and, you know, because any negative energies can go through your hands into your weaving.
C says that the robe is another step in the process of moving forward. For C, Haines has always been a special place. She honed her craft years ago at a weaving retreat held at the Price household. Wayne is also a family member, and he was commissioned recently to carve two dugout canoes for the August dedication of the Huna Tlingit Tribal House. The Tribal House represents the four founding clans and will be raised in Bartlett Cove, located in Glacier Bay National Park. Local tribal members will paddle to the event in two of Price's dugout canoes. The timeline is tight, Price says, but the 40-foot and 33-foot boats will be done.
Oh yeah, that's a tall commitment, I think, but not an impossible one. And the whole foundation of all the success of this mission is with my crew, and that I have a real good crew.
Price and his crew will spend the winter in Huna carving away to make sure the canoes are finished. He says he is honored to help with Huna's clan's pursuit to recover.
Well, I just want to honor Huna and the people of Huna and their constant quest to return to their homeland. And they want to paddle a dugout back to their home. And I want to do everything that I possibly can to make that a success and a win-win situation for everyone. You know, it's been a long time since dugouts have been in Glacier Bay, and this is an opportunity to complete a circle that's been broken for a long time and make the impossible possible.
As for C in the healing robe,
it's all, everything that I've been doing in my life has kind of led up to this point, you know, and it's time, I must finish it.
Both C and Price have a busy winter ahead, but they say they're up for their respective challenges. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.